All praise is due to Allah, the Lord of the worlds, the creator of all the creations, the one that has no beginning to his existence and no ending. He exists without a place, without a direction, without an image or a form. Whatever you imagine in your mind, Allah is different from it. And I humbly ask Allah Ta'ala to raise the rank of Prophet Muhammad, his kind al, family and companions. And I ask Allah Ta'ala to accept the zakah from us and to enable us to fast the month of Ramadan and to grant us the sincere intentions. Fasting, siyam, is abstaining from committing invalidators of fasting all day time while having an intention in a specific way. The following is a section illustrating the rules of fasting and what pertains to them. Every accountable Muslim who is able to fast is obligated to fast. It is not obligatory on an original blasphemer, insane, or child, except that the guardian of the Mumayyiz children is obligated to order them to fast after they are 7 years old, when they can endure the fasting, and to hit them for leaving it out after they are 10 years old, as was mentioned in the case of prayer. Fasting is not obligatory upon those who cannot endure it due to old age or sickness. The beginning of the month of Ramadan is confirmed by virtue of the testimony of one trustworthy Muslim man that he saw the crescent Hilal of Ramadan, or by completing 30 days of Sha'ban. The fasting of a menstruating or a postpartum bleeding woman is not valid and is impermissible. However, they have to make up the missed days of Ramadan, if able, before the following Ramadan begins. Even if fasting is not tedious, it is permissible for the traveler of a shortening qasr distance not to fast, provided one departed the buildings of the town before dawn. If the departure happens after dawn, then one is not permitted to break the fast of that day. If fasting is not tedious, then it is better for such a traveler to go through with fasting. Breaking the fast is also permissible for the sick person, the pregnant woman, and the nursing woman who cannot bear the hardship of fasting. That resembles the hardship that permits performing tayammum. Breaking the fast is also permissible for the sick person, the pregnant woman, and the nursing woman who cannot bear the hardship of fasting, that resembles the hardship that permits performing tayammum. However, they are obligated to make up the missed days, as are the ones who break their fast inexcusably. Notably, those who break the fast because of age or terminal illness are obligated to fulfill an expiation, fidya, which is one mud of the most common staple food for every missed day. The integrals of fasting. It is obligatory in the obligatory fasting that each night, that is after sunset and before dawn, and not just on the first night of the month, one intends to make a specific intention to fast for Ramadan, fulfilling a vow or fulfilling expiation on the following day. Integrals of fasting. It is obligatory in the obligatory fasting that each night, that is after sunset and before dawn, and not just on the first night of the month, to make a specific intention to fast for Ramadan, or for fulfilling a vow, or fulfilling expiation on the following day. So, niyyah. Also, it is obligatory to abstain from invalidators of fasting, such as committing sexual intercourse in the genitals or the anus of a human, or otherwise knowingly of the prohibition, intentionally remembering the fast and willfully not coerced. This invalidates the fasting of both parties. Also to abstain from masturbation, whether by one's own, the spouse, or others. This invalidates the fasting when done knowingly, intentionally, and willfully. Abstain from inducing vomit by, for example, inserting the finger in the mouth until the vomit reaches the exit of the letter ha, middle of the throat, even if none was swallowed. This invalidates the fasting when done knowingly, intentionally, and willfully. Abstain from committing apostasy during the daytime, even if one returned to Islam a moment later. And abstain from inserting any substance, even if as small as a sesame seed or a pebble, into the head or the body cavity. So the first integral is to make the intention, niyyah. The second integral is to abstain from the invalidators of fasting. The invalidators of fasting are such as committing sexual intercourse in the genitals or the anus of a human, or otherwise, knowingly of the prohibition, intentionally remembering the fast, and willfully, not coerced. This invalidates the fasting of both parties. Also to abstain from masturbation, whether by one's own, the spouse's, or others. This invalidates the fasting when done knowingly, intentionally, and willfully. Also to abstain from inducing vomit by, for example, inserting the finger in the mouth until the vomit reaches the exit of the letter ha, which is middle of the throat. Even if none was swallowed, this still invalidates the fasting. This invalidates the fasting when done knowingly, intentionally, and willfully. To abstain from committing apostasy during the daytime, even if one returned to Islam a moment later. To abstain from inserting any substance, even if as small as a sesame seed or a pebble, into the head or the body cavity, which is the area past the exit of the letter ha. Whether the cavity converts the food, like the stomach and the intestines, or not, like the urethra. This invalidates the fasting when done knowingly, intentionally, and willfully. The fasting of whoever eats or drinks forgetfully is not invalidated through an open inlet, like the mouth and the nose. However, swallowing one's pure, tahir, saliva while inside the mouth is permissible and does not invalidate the fasting. The one who swallows saliva mixed with a pure or a najas filthy substance invalidates one's fasting. On the other hand, smelling perfume or frankincense does not invalidate the fasting because neither is an entity. One's fasting is valid as long as one does not become insane, even if it were for a moment, and if one does not lose consciousness the whole day, that is, from dawn until sunset. If unconsciousness does not last the whole day, the fasting is not invalidated. Days on which fasting is unlawful. It is invalid and sinful to fast the day of the feast of Fitr, Eid al-Fitr, which is the first of Shawwal, the day of the feast of Adha, Eid al-Adha, which is the 10th of Dhul-Hijjah, and the three Tashriq days after the day of Adha, the 11th, 12th, and 13th of Dhul-Hijjah. It is also invalid to fast the last half of Sha'ban, that begins on the 16th of Sha'ban, and the day of doubt, which is the 30th of Sha'ban, when three or more people whose word is not binding to start Ramadan, like children and enormous sinners, talk about seeing the Hilal of Ramadan. Except if one joins the fasting of these days of the second half of Sha'ban with those before them, by fasting the 15th of Sha'ban, followed by the 16th, and so on. The same rule holds for fasting the second half of Sha'ban when fasted as a makeup fasting qada of days missed of Ramadan, or as a vow fulfillment, nadhr, or habitual rewardable practice, wird, like the one who usually fasts Mondays and Thursdays, or the like, or like fasting every other day. In such cases, it is permissible to fast the second half of Sha'ban or the day of doubt. In validating the fasting of one day of Ramadan by engaging in sexual intercourse without an excuse to break the fast is sinful. One must make it up immediately after the feast of Fitr, if able, and one must fulfill an expiation of Dhihar. The expiation of Dhihar is to free a Muslim slave who is clear of any defect that precludes earning a living or labor if one is able. If one is unable, one fasts two consecutive lunar months, the consecution of which is interrupted even if one excusably skips fasting one day. And if one is unable, one feeds 60 poor Muslims. To feed 60 poor Muslims means to give every one of them a mud of whatever is valid for zakah of fitr, such as wheat or another grain, whichever is the most common staple food in that town. The mud is the fill of a joint pair of average-sized cupped hands, as was previously mentioned. We ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to enable us to fast the month of Ramadan, to accept our good deeds from us, and Allah knows best. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.